My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 12th, 2024, marching towards the regular season of the NFL. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. And look who's back. It's Jason Bishop.
Mr. Flame, Mr. Bickle, Matt and Matt.
Do you feel Mike refreshed? Moore.
No. I hurt my knee. I don't know how. I don't know what I did to it, but last night it was excruciating. I got no sleep. So I got to go see the doc today, hopefully.
I can relate.
I mean, it's so painful right now.
Is it swollen?
I don't know. I can't really tell. It's on my left side of my knee.
Nothing happened? You didn't, like, trip or anything?
No,
or?
I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, I took a long walk with the wife yesterday, but there's no way I hurt my knee walking. But
Maybe it got inflamed a little bit. Maybe you got a little arthritis in there.
It could be arthritis. I was looking it up. But
yeah, you could have a little arthritis in there, homie.
But it just popped up literally last night, overnight, yeah. And I didn't sleep.
Sucks when you have injuries that just destroy your sleep.
So I didn't sleep at all. I'm not lying. I'm not being sarcastic. I did not sleep. And hopefully I'll be able to see the doc today. But
Cakes would call it the Sunday scaries. Maybe it was something that you knew you had to wake up for the first time in a while.
No, I was ready for that. I was prepared for that.
I was to bed so early. I don't even think it's that traumatic for him.
I literally was so painful, I just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, but when he's in Napa Valley, he's probably not waking up at 4 o'clock.
No,
it was not.
No, but he prepares. He goes to bed early.
I tried last night, man.
Yeah.
I was watching golf until...
The golf was never ending.
The Matt
Kuchar thing is so weird.
I know, it's weird.
I don't understand. I know what he said afterwards, but it's so weird.
It's very strange.
So they were all finishing, and believe me, the TV, so it was late, right? And it was rain delays and all that stuff, so they had to play late.
I read what Kuchar did. Is it because he wants to win more money?
Well, that's not why he publicly didn't say that.
Yeah,
he said he was doing it for another player.
He said he was doing it to set an example for the other guy who was in the lead all day.
To explain to people who don't know, because most people didn't watch it.
Well, I will. I was going to. So they were running late, and they were barely getting it in. And oftentimes, when we watch it on TV, it looks fine, but it's because these cameras and the light are so great.
It was probably
dark. Really dark.
Yeah.
And you could tell from some of the other shots that it was like right on the verge of being completely dark. And... Cooch is out of the FedEx playoffs. He's out of everything. He's not going to, you know, whatever. He hit his first tee shot kind of into the group to indicate, yeah, he wanted to hurry up and finish. He was in the last group. And for whatever reason, he just went to the ball in the rough or whatever. And he said, I'm done. I'm coming back tomorrow.
But the rest of the guys finished.
But the rest of the guys finished. So he's the only guy in the tournament that didn't finish.
So he's coming back today to
finish. So he's got to come back. I assume a few officials will have to come out tomorrow.
I read that the difference for him, and he may say it's about money or not about money, is if he gets a birdie, he wins $100,000 more than if he gets a par.
He's unlikely to birdie there. I don't think he's doing that calculation, honestly. The guy's made $60 million in his career.
Wasn't he the guy who got grilled for the bad tip?
That is true. But I don't think he's doing that calculation. He's been doing this for too long.
But what he said was, since the guy completely melted down, he blew a four-shot lead going onto the 14th tee, and he choked that tournament away, which would have been a huge difference maker in his career, he basically said, I was doing it for him so he could stop playing and not have to play in the dark and possibly win the tournament on 18. Now, he four-putted 16, and then I think he parred 17, maybe parred 18. But he decided to finish. Matt Kuchar was trying to set an example. That's what he said for this other player, because he really wanted him to win. So he said, I'm going to stop. Maybe Gryceson will stop as well, and he'll come back tomorrow.
Might be true.
And maybe he'll have a shot to win.
Might be true. But he didn't really have a shot, because at that point, did Rye birdie 18? Yes. Rye had a two-shot lead.
Yeah, he had a two-shot lead.
But stunning. I mean, the networks are happy that you guys were actually watching this. Anybody was watching anything but the Olympics.
I couldn't watch the closing ceremonies.
It's closing ceremonies.
I just think they're dumb.
You didn't watch Tom Cruise?
I saw the clip.
I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
I saw the clip.
I mean, we talked about it last week in anticipation, because there were reports that Tom Cruise was going to jump.
Oh, I didn't know that was reported.
Yeah, we talked about it. The amazing thing is just when you see that aerial shot.
No, it's crazy. He's the greatest action hero ever. I mean, he's just the best.
Whatever they had above him, a drone shooting it, when you see how high up he is.
I know, it's incredible.
I don't care if you're strapped in.
He has no fear.
I know, he doesn't.
Just to look down. I've told you before, I went skydiving once, never going to do it again, and I was strapped into, like, the greatest skydivers in the world, the Golden Knights. But that moment of truth, when you actually look down, it freaked me out.
Of course.
Could you imagine, even if you had a million people say, this is safe, you're in a harness, you got a backup here, when you look down,
it doesn't matter
incredible.
What you're harnessed to. It's that falling feeling that's terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. There was a lot of stuff going on and singing, and I liken it almost to an opera, watching that stuff.
I wasn't interested in that.
But when Cruz does that, and then he runs through the crowd, and all the athletes are zapping him up, and he gets on the motorcycle, he gets the Olympic flag, it is kind of cool.
I saw the clip.
And then they go to the taped piece, and, you know.
Yeah, I saw it. It was, you know, it was very interesting, but I wasn't interested. All the other pop and circumstance of the closing ceremonies, I wasn't. I will say this. I watched more Olympics than I ever thought I would. Largely because my wife wanted it on whenever she had a moment. She always wanted to kind of keep an eye on it.
I'm kind of bummed it's over.
It's good background stuff.
I got into it. I mean, not every single event, but I got into the track and field was awesome.
I'm surprised how much I got into the track and field. Like the 1,500 meters or whatever, the long ones. I was kind of interested in the way those guys would, like, kick at the finish.
Yeah, I watched one. I think it was 5,000 meters, which is a 5K, 3.1 miles. And there were three Ethiopians who seemed like they were just running away with it. And there was this Norwegian just kind of just chilling behind
him. The guy from Norway.
They got to, like, the last half
and
lap.
He just broke off. Yeah. Like, it was nothing.
That guy was awesome.
Crazy.
I don't know how they can kick like that late in the race.
But that's the one where the guy from the USA finished third.
He
snuck his ass into third.
I mean, I got into the track and field. It was awesome. We won, I don't know how many medals we won in track and field, 30 or something like that.
Well, it's funny because kind of going into some of that, like, China had more gold medals than us.
Yeah,
you know,
we
like
tied
halfway
them.
Through.
Yeah,
and then them. Where did we end up?
We tied
40 and 40.
Yeah, we tied them on golds. We trounced everybody in total medals.
Yeah.
But I got into it, man. I'm kind of a little bummed it's over.
I did too. I got into
it. The basketball was awesome.
The basketball was incredible. The game against Serbia.
Yeah.
Which was the semifinal game. They had disposed of Serbia twice, once in a friendly and then in the qualifying round.
Right.
Two games won by 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trailing by as much as 17. Enter the fourth quarter down 13.
And Steph went nuts.
Steph went nuts in that game overall. But they had big buckets from LeBron. They had big buckets from KD. I mean, look, they're up by two with 30 seconds left.
Right.
And KD hits a pull-up jumper with a guy in his face, which was the dagger. They ultimately won that game by four.
Yeah.
So that was an awesome game. And then the finals, it looked like they had a comfortable lead throughout. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, France
goes crazy.
They get it down to three.
Yep. Yeah, but I still never thought it was in doubt. I really never did.
When it gets down to three and they got that home crowd
there. I didn't think
we
were going to lose.
All they needed was one stop.
But it was getting tight.
I didn't think we were going to lose.
And then Curry hits four threes. And I don't know. Did he hit four consecutive threes? I think he did.
I mean, the last one, he has two guys on him.
He just throws it.
Well, that was an atrocious shot, but it was sick.
But you could tell how much it meant. You could tell how much it meant to those guys.
For sure.
Because I rarely see Steph get that vocal on the court in an NBA game. Where he's yelling to the crowd like that. Maybe he does, and I mean, it's not like I watch every game, every Warrior game, but he was he was into it. The bench was into it. So that was very cool. And then, of course, the women win over France, and the girls steps over the arc, and she hits hits what she thinks the three, but it ends up being a two. They win by one. So the basketball was great.
Yeah, I thought the basketball, I mean, the men's side to me, I love the NBA Finals and the playoffs. It felt like that. And even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the DMV, man, they killed it. We had 30-plus athletes there from the DMV.
Was Husk was the most successful one, right? She had five medals.
Katie had four. Lyles had two. Husk had five. Emily Fox, of course, won for soccer. KD, Masai Russell, Quincy Wilson, who's 16. Did he go to Bullis?
There's a girl that won.
Incredible.
She won silver, who I think is 19 years old, who swam out of Potomac Woods Pool. We definitely did a meet at Potomac Woods Pool a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool for those athletes. But now it's time to move on.
NFL's here, so we're going to be talking a lot of NFL preseason throughout the show. You got Jaden Daniels' debut, which we'll start getting into in the next segment. Was there anything you hated in the Olympics?
Hated? No, not really. I mean, if I wasn't interested in it, I just didn't watch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, no,
there
I
are some sports
anything.
Which are a joke.
I mean, the breakdancing, I couldn't get into that. I didn't watch any of that. Was there other events I didn't get into? I mean, if I didn't like it, I just didn't watch it.
I watch guys running around on horses. I mean, if it was on, I tended to kind of watch it. I like the volleyball because my kids play volleyball. I watch a lot of that.
They got
to
raise the net for the men. I mean, their chest is above the top of the net.
Well, the game has changed so much for the men. Those guys are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9".
And they're
nine.
Jumping 45 inches.
It's just, yeah. It's a crazy game on the men's side.
I love that, too. I love the volleyball.
Yeah. And I get sized for the beach volleyball. Where
I couldn't get into
around.
The cycling.
Who won the beach volleyball?
Oh, geez, I can't even
Last remember. Last time I remember anybody in beach volleyball, it was Karchkarai.
I think Sweden might have won the gold.
Well, Karchkarai was the coach for the women's indoor.
Okay. Who was Karchkarai's partner? Didn't get as much love, but he had a partner for
Stephens,
a while.
Stephens, maybe?
I feel like it was on TV all the time years ago.
I think name it was like Ken bell. Stephens or something like that.
I thought Sweden won the beach volleyball, but that was on the men's side. I'm not sure about the women.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was some, how hot is Gabby Thomas, by the way? I get sized.
Get in line, pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been following her for years. I get sized.
She's awesome.
And Sydney.
She's beautiful. Yeah, and Sydney, too. But it was fun to watch, man. I really was.
Yeah, I will miss it. I love the basketball, number one. But some of those track events, the way that they just have a kick. Even the marathon. I saw a little of the marathon yesterday. Because marathon's traditionally the last one. And, yeah, I wasn't watching it, like, nonstop. But I popped on, like, okay, a couple miles to go. And then when they can kick after running 25, 26 miles and they crank out that last half a mile basically in a full-on sprint, it's pretty incredible.
And, no, they're incredible. No question about it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Even the swimming. I mean, the swimming when they, you know, all of those events. And I don't know any of the swimmers other than like Katie Ledecky, but they give you a little background, then they give you you kind of know who to focus on, and it is kind of interesting to watch.
Did you see the Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco, on the show Club Shay Shay had promised any American, because they saw the Americans who win gold medals get $37,500 from the Olympic Committee. And they're like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then on their show, they said something, probably not thinking about it, just said, you know what? We'll give everybody $25,000. If they break a world record, we'll give them another $25,000. They paid out one guy, supposedly the first guy. I don't know if they're going to pay out everybody.
That's crazy.
It's 40 gold medals.
Right.
And I did see somebody say, well, what they might do to limit is, because if you paid out 40 gold medals, I don't know, somebody's, it would be like $1 million, right? But what they might do is just give the $25,000 bonus, like one $25,000 bonus if you earned 5 gold medals.
Well, that's different. I thought you said if you get a world record.
Well, that was an additional like bonus of $25,000.
Oh.
So if you won a gold and got a world record, they'd give you $50,000.
Oh, that's crazy.
If you take what they say literally.
Right.
So...
they have no obligation to do that, but it's nice if they did.
Yeah. All right. As I mentioned, we will talk a lot of NFL preseason on the show. John Keim is going to join us coming up at 7. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Matt Verderami, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated, will jump on at 8:20. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. When we come back, we will give you our first impressions of Jaden Daniels in the preseason. That's next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.